Good afternoon, kings and queens. Today is Monday, April the 8th, and we are entering into the solar eclipse. As of right now, I am in Dallas, Texas, and the clouds have started to move away, and we're about a couple minutes shy from a partial eclipse, but in totality, it'll happen within the next 30 or so minutes. But I've noticed that every time something great happens or something interesting, something that doesn't happen but every few years, we like to get sidetracked. We like to forget what's actually going on in that moment just to see what's going to happen in that moment. And sometimes that's a great thing. It's a great outlook on life and how you want to see and visualize things. But at other points in times, it could be your distraction from what is really necessary that you're not paying attention to. The last time something spontaneous happened was the last presidential election, hence it's the presidential year. And we were so gung-ho on who's going to be the next president, who's going to take Trump's place, who's going to do this, who's going to do that. But in actuality, we weren't paying attention to the words that were coming out of the mouths of the other constituents who were running for a place of office that not only is the face of our country, but seemingly has a say over all of our lives. Because we all know that America doesn't use checks and balances anymore. But that is besides the point, and we're not going to get into that right now. But the last time that happened, that is when this happened. And then to think about it again, the solar eclipse happens today. What is going on in the world around you that they're so busy trying to focus on the solar eclipse that they're not showing you the tumultuous activities and events that are occurring around the world during this exact same time? We have a war being fought. We have children who have been pried away from their parents. We have the increase in black and brown women who are dying in hospitals every day because of childcare and just because our healthcare system is trash. We still have capitalism. says we have patriotism within our jobs, within our livelihood. You have racism and discrimination. You have the Me Too movement. You have people lying on others just so they don't have to spend their day in court. And they didn't even do anything. So what is this solar eclipse blocking for everyone else not to see? That the government is trying their hardest to make sure that we're not paying attention during that time. What is the Senate and the House voting on, probably right here in this moment, that we're not paying attention to? The things that truly benefit us. The solar eclipse, yes, it's amazing, it's great, and I am a science junkie. But in this day and age, my livelihood is what's more important than watching the moon cover the sun for all of 4 to 7 minutes. I think we guys need to look at that and put into perspective what is truly something we care about, something that we truly want. Because if you keep looking at these spontaneous moments, you're going to miss up the ones that they cover up for you. Kings and queens, I know that was a little deep, but you have to make sure you're paying attention. And for you guys who are actually out there watching the solar eclipse, be safe, be careful, don't look too much into the sky, but enjoy it, but still make sure that you're aware of what else is going on around you. Love you guys.